Satya Vrindigajai. Gaur Premananda Hari 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 Gaur. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories, the assembled devotees. All glories to Sri Guru and Gauranga Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. Okay, so we're reading from Srimad Bhagavatam, 9th canto, chapter 10, text 12. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Om Namo Bhagavate Vasudevaya. Gopra Atma Kritya Hata Krityam Ahan Kabandam Sakyam Vidaya Kapibe Doita Getem Tai Udvata Valini Hate Lavagendra Sanyar Velam Agat Sa Manuja Aja Vavarchi Tangrehe. Dhanvatma Kritya Hata Krityam Aham Kabanda. I better go slower for you. Dhanvatma Kritya Hata Krityam Aham Kabanda. Sakyam Vidaya Kapibir Dayata Gatim Tahe. Bhuvata Valani Hate Lavagendra Sainyair. Gatsa Manu Jocha Bavarchi Tangrehe. Dong Bat Makritcha Takritam Mahangabandam. Sakyam Vidaya Kabibir Dayahita Gatim Tai. Bhulvata Valani Hate Plavagendra Sainyair. Gatsa Manu Jocha Bavarchi Tangrehe. Dangvat Makritcha Hata Kritam Mahan Makabandam. Sakyam Vidaya Kapibir Dahita Gatim Tahe. Valani Kate Plavagendra Sainyair. Velam Agatsa Manu Jauja Bavarchi Tangrihi. Okay. So we should try. Anyone else? Ladies? Nila Shakti, Nila Chal, we'd like to welcome you all. Shika Kumar, Rohini Sutta, Alan Taub, Nila Chal, Dira Prashanta, Rupanuga, Sumuka, Sudesh Chandra, Chichakti, Vicky Kumar, James, Diana. It's good to see you, Diana. Hope you're doing well in the UK. Dhananjaya, Sachimata, Krishna Chaitanya, Guruman, Shamasaki. Pretty good. Anyone else, ladies? Okay. Vajva, by burning, atma kritya hata kritcham. After performing religious rituals required after the death of Jatayu, who died for the Lord's cause, aham killed Kabandam, the demon Kabanda. Satyam, friendship. Vidaya, after creating Kapibhi with the monkey chiefs. Dvaita Gatim, the arrangement for delivering Sita. Tahi, by them. Bhutva, knowing. Kata, thereafter. Valane hate, when Bali had been killed. Plavagga Indra Sainyahai, with the help of the soldiers and the monkeys. Velam, to the beach of the ocean. Agat, went. Saha, he, Lord Ramchandra, Manujaha, appearing as a human being. Aja, Lord Brahma. Bhava, and by Lord Shiva. Archita Angrehi, whose lotus feet are worshipped. Translation, Lord Ramchandra, whose lotus feet are worshipped by Lord Brahma and Lord Shiva, had assumed the form of a human being. Thus he performed the funeral ceremony for Jayajatayu, who was killed by Ravana. The Lord then killed a demon named Kabanda, and after making friends with the monkey chiefs, killing Pali and arranging for the deliverance of Mother Sita, he went to the beach of the ocean. So purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami, Srila Prabhupada, Srila Prabhupada Ki Jai. When Ravana kidnapped Sita, he was obstructed on the way by Jatayu, a large bird. But the powerful Ravana defeated Jatayu in the fight and cut his wing. When Ravana was searching for Sita, he found Jatayu almost dead and was informed that Sita had been carried off by Ravana. When Jatayu died, Lord Ramchandra did the duty of his son by performing the funeral ceremony, and then he made friends with the monkeys to deliver Sita Devi. So, Bhagvatmakrityahatapritam mahanbhakabandam sokyam kadatvidaya kapibirdaita gatim tahe bhulvatta valani kate plavagendra sainyair velam gatsa manu javjabhavarchitangriki. So, Om Ganatim Nandasha, Gananjana Shilakaya Chakshur Un Meditam Gena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha. So, when I saw that this was the verse for today, I became very excited. This is one of my favorite stories. So then I started, yesterday I actually read the Valmiki Ramayana part of this story. It's in the Aranya section, Aranya Kand, of the Valmiki Ramayana. It's in the 50th chapter of the Aranya Kand, of the Valmiki Ramayana. And I'd like to actually comment on the story and read some of the dialogue of this story, which is very beautiful. So I'm going to be referring to my notes here. So, first of all, we have Jatayu. Sita Devi was grabbed by this Rakshasa Ravana. So Jatayu was sleeping at that particular point, but when he heard Sita Devi's calls, he suddenly saw Ravana and Sita. And he uttered the following words. This is Jatayu Uvacha, directly from the Valmiki Ramayana, as was written down by Valmiki. It's a special treat for all of you. Ten-headed Ravana, I am the mighty king of the vultures known by the name Jatayu. I live by the ancient code of ethics and am true to my promise. This fine lady whom you wish to abduct is the illustrious legally wedded wife of Ram and is known by the name Sita. And I'm going to skip through all of some of this right now. O mighty Rakshasa, the wives of kings especially deserve protection. Arrest this degraded idea of touching another man's wife. And so he begins to preach in different ways to Ravana, which is really interesting. Immediately set Sita free. Do not allow yourself to be burned by Rama's fierce eye, which is like fire, as Vritra was by the thunderbolt of Indra. You are unaware that you have a venomous serpent tied to the end of your cloth, and you do not see that your neck is encircled by the noose of death. One should only eat that food on which being digested does not cause illness. Who will perform an act which is not conducive to righteousness? And so he reveals how old he is. He says, 60,000 years have elapsed since I was born. So he's 60,000 years old. I am old, and you are young, armed with bows and arrows and wearing armor. Even so, you will not be able to leave with Sita so easily. And so anyway, So he preaches to him, and finally says, "O night stalker, let me knock you down from your fine chariot as one would knock down a ripe fruit out of a palmyra tree." So he's challenging. So there's this, the point I'm making is there's this chivalrous mood right here. Jatayu doesn't attack him. He challenges him, and he creates this, like, this competitive mood with Ravana. It's a very ecstatic part of the Srimad Bhagavatam, of the Ramayana. So it's described here that Ravana's eyes burned like 20 fires when he heard Jatayu's words. He rushed toward the Jatayu, and they fought like clouds in the sky, and it was like two mountains, it's described, and this Rakshasa, Ravana, showered Jatayu with many steel-tipped arrows and barbed arrows, but Jatayu, he didn't pay attention to this. He was so determined to serve Lord Ram. And then he took his talons. Talons means like the claws of a bird. And he made many wounds on Ravana's body. He just pierced Ravana's body all over the place. Then Ravana grabbed 10 arrows, were like death's rod personified, and he fired them at Jatayu, but it didn't hurt Jatayu at all. He was so determined to serve Ram. And he rushed towards the Rakshasa. And then he put his 2 feet on Ravana's bow, and he broke Ravana's bow. Then Ravana released thousands and thousands of more arrows. And by the flopping of his wings, he knocked Ravana's armor off. So Ravana had no more armor at that particular point. He killed the chariots, that's the mules, and I mentioned before they were asses with human heads, it's described here. They had heads like goblins, that means it's like ugly humans. And these mules or asses had gold breastplates. And he smashed Ravana's chariot, and he knocked down Ravana's parasol, that means the umbrella over Ravana's head, along with the yak tail whisks and all the Rakshasas, because Ravana wasn't alone. There were Rakshasas who were holding the chamara fans and fanning Ravana as he was doing all these things. Interesting details, isn't it? I mean, if you get a chance to read the Valmiki Ramayana, it's just, I just kept reading it yesterday, and frankly, I was in tears. It was just so ecstatic hearing about Lord Ramchandra's pastimes from Disciple of Succession, because basically, Valmiki is a pure devotee of the Supreme Personality of Godhead. So we have no doubt about this story. It's connected directly to Lord Ram. Lord Ram is present in the Ramayana. So then Ravana falls on the ground, but he still keeps clutching Sita, and he rises up in the air on his own power. Then Jatayu comes up again, and says to Ravana, "O less intelligent Ravana, surely it is for the slaughter of the Rakshasas that you are carrying away the wife of Ram." And then he challenges him some more and says that eventually they're going to kill you. Ram and Lakshman are going to kill you. So then he jumped on the back of Ravana and he grabbed Ravana and cut him all over with his sharp claws. Just like it's described, a trainer would mount on an elephant and would jab it with a goad. So he kept like piercing Ravana again and again and again. And Ravana trembled and his lips throbbed with anger. So he couldn't stand this anymore. Then Jatayu, with his beak, tore off Ravana's 10 left arms. Wow, this is a little gory. This is called ghastliness. This is another rasa. You know, we're talking about chivalry, ghastliness. Ghastliness means disgusting, basically. So it describes that 10 new ones suddenly came out and grew out of the stumps in his shoulder. It's described like an anthill spewing poisonous flames. In other words, his arms were just like, it was like poisonous flames coming out. Wow. Then he struck Jataya with his two fists. And they fought for 1 hour after that. And then finally, Ravana drew his sword. And he chopped off the wings, shoulders, and feet of Jatayu. And Jatayu fell to the ground. And when Sita saw Jatayu fallen on the ground and full of blood, she ran toward him as if he were one of her relatives. Ravana looked at Jatayu, and Sita embraced Jatayu. This is a really interesting part of the story. She embraced Jatayu and began to weep. Okay, and that's the part. And of course we know Ravana kidnapped Sita on his own power, not in a chariot. He kidnapped Sita, holding her, and they rose in the air and they flew to Lanka. Let's see, what else here is very interesting. So then as Ravana was grabbing Sita, she said, "Let me go, let me go," and cried out, "O Ram, O Ram." And Ravana caught hold of Sita's hair, putting an end to his own life. Okay. Then we come to the part right before Jatayu dies, where he informs Ram and Lakshman where Sita is gone. Ram and Lakshman are looking for Sita at this particular point. And Ram speaks as follows. This is the dialogue. "What shall we do, my dear brother?" Talking to Lakshman. "Or where shall we go, O Lakshman? Think about how we might be able to find Sita." Lakshman replied to Ram, "You should search this region of Janmashtan, which is covered with trees." And let's see, he goes into a whole explanation about this whole area of Janmashtan. They find Jatayu on the ground. But Ram thinks that Jatayu is actually the Rakshasa who is helping, or the one who kidnapped Sita Devi. He says, "Sita, undoubtedly Sita has been eaten by this vulture. This is obviously Rakshasa in the guise of a vulture that is prowling around in the jungle. Having devoured the broad-eyed Sita, he is lying here comfortably. I shall kill him with dreadful burning arrows." And then Ram ran towards Jatayu, and the land was actually just bouncing. It was like an earthquake because he was so angry. He was pounding on the earth. And it was all trembling. And the bird, Jatayu, said this to Ram before Ram could fire an arrow at him. "That lady whom you are searching for in the wilderness, as if she were a life-saving herb, as well as my own life, have both been taken away by Ravana." And then he begins to describe what he did. He said, "I destroyed the chariot, and I was killed in combat." So Ram, at this point, becomes completely overwhelmed with grief. Because not only is he upset that Sita Devi has been kidnapped, but he is actually mourning for the impending death of Jatayu. Seeing Jatayu lying on the ground, Ram says, "I have lost my kingdom. I have been exiled in the forest. Sita has been lost. And this bird has been killed. Such is my misfortune, which can even burn fire." And then he describes the previous relationship of Jatayu with his father, because Jatayu was a friend of Dasarath. Finally, Ram embraces Jatayu, and sinking to the ground, he says, "Where is Sita? Where is Sita, who is dearer to me than my own life. So at this point, Rama is embracing Jatayu and asking Jatayu, please tell me where Sita's gone. And then Jatayu reveals to Ram that Sita had been taken by Ravana. They went to the south. And then he reveals that he performed a very important service, because he arranged that when Ravana actually got Sita, it was an auspicious moment for Ram's victory. So Jatayu was not only just a vulture, he was extremely intelligent. He knew all the different signs, what we call portents, and he knew astrology, and he said, this was the time of Vijay, a victory for you. So it's for sure that Sita will be returned to you, and for sure that you're going to be able to kill Ravana. And then finally, the vulture, that is, Jatayu died. And as Ram was watching him, Ram said to him, speak, speak. And the vulture, that is the Jatayu, abandoned his gross material body and rose up into the sky in his subtle body. Wow. That you probably haven't heard before. And his head sagged to the ground. And then we understand that Ram performed the ceremony, the cremation for Jatayu. So he put him on the funeral pyre, and he served him just like he would serve his own father. He treated Jatayu like his father. So that's the story of Jatayu. So next story here is another very auspicious story. So they're proceeding to the south now, trying to find Sita. Actually, they're going to the south through the dense jungles. Finally, they see this big Rakshasa. This is the Kabanda story. They see this big Rakshasa standing before them. This Rakshasa, Kabanda, is so big, but he didn't have a neck or a head, but only a body with a mouth on the belly and two long arms. His body, this is a description of his body, was covered with sharp, bristling hair, and he looked like a big mountain. He was the color of a dark blue cloud. In the center of his chest, he had one large brown eye with long eyelashes, which were blazing like fire, and he could see for like many, many, many yojanas. He was constantly licking his huge mouth with long fangs, long fangs coming out of his mouth. He used to eat bears, lions, deer, and birds. He had arms which went out 8 miles. That's like 12 kilometers. Pretty good. He could easily, I don't think he'd get to Missouri, but, pretty close. And he would grab all these different animals and put them into it, just push them into his mouth. So he extended his long arms and he forcibly caught hold of Ram and Lakshman and began squeezing them with all of his strength, one with each hand. The two brothers felt helpless at that particular point. But Ram did not become disturbed. But Lakshman, because of his boyish nature, became very disturbed by the whole thing. Lakshman said to Ram, look at me, helpless in the grips of this Rakshasa. Let the monster eat me so that you can get free. Oh, Ram, offering me as a sacrifice, escape. So in other words, he was willing to sacrifice his own life for Ram. I am convinced you will recover Sita before long. And then Ram said to Lakshman, do not be afraid, O hero. A man like you would never be distressed. And then the Rakshasa asked him at this particular point, who are you? I'm hungry. You will not be able to survive. And then Ram spoke to Lakshman, about this whole thing, and he said, basically, defeat this demon. And the demon said, I am hungry. By fate, your minds are confused. You are destined to become my meal. So Lakshman heard this, and he spoke to Ram, this lowly Rakshasa captured us very quickly in the beginning. Let us immediately cut off his big arms with our swords. The ability of this dangerous, huge body Rakshasa lies in his arms. So basically, they cut off his arms, and he tried to eat them, but then his arms were gone, and they chopped off his arms. Lakshman cut off his left arm, and Ram cut off the right arm. And the gigantic monster fell on the ground. He was in great distress, and he asked the two warriors, "Who are you?" And then Ram explains who he is, and Lakshman explains who he is. And then he says, "It is my good fortune that I am seeing you. And fortunately, these arms that were the cause of the bondage for me have been cut off." And then he begins to explain his own history. And this is chapter 71 of the Aranyakanda, of the Ramayana. He describes, I'm not going to read the whole thing, but I'm going to give a summary, that he was previously very powerful personality. He had a very beautiful form, great power, and he used to harass people, in other words, taunt people, make people afraid by assuming a form of a Rakshasa, even though he wasn't a Rakshasa. So he liked to make people afraid. So it happened that he was frightening the sages, and there was one sage by the name Stula Stira, who became very angry with him, and he pronounced a curse, saying that this form you have taken should be your actual form that you don't lose. And he pleaded with him. He said, "Please release me from this curse." And the sage said, "When Ram severs your arms and cremates your body in this wilderness, you will again regain your large and handsome form." So he was the son of Danu. Of course, Danu is the lady who was actually the mother of all the Danavas. So you got the Daityas and Danavas, and also the wife of Kashyapa. So then he describes that after he was cursed to be like this, there's more of the story about Kabanda. He actually fought with Indra. And because he was a Rakshasa, he wasn't just like in the same form of just like an eye and arms and a mouth. But he fought with Indra, and Indra took his thunderbolt and basically cut off everything. His legs, head, and mouth. And he said to Indra, "How will I be able to eat without a mouth, without any food?" So Indra, feeling very merciful after defeating this Rakshasa, made him arms 8 miles long and a mouth with sharp fangs, and with these arms he used to eat. So then he asked Ram to basically cremate him, and after he's cremated, he actually assumes his original form. Whoops, I skipped through here. He assumes his original form as a very handsome personality, a handsome Danava. And he tells Ram and Lakshman where to go to look for Sita Devi and actually to make friends with Sugriva. He's the one who tells Ram and Lakshman to make friends with Sugriva. And he says that Sugriva is living on Mount Rishimukh, right near the Pampa forest. So then, the final portion here of this description. So Ram and Lakshman, they proceed south, and there's many other things that happen on the way south. Of course, they have the encounters with Shabari, which we told the story about the other day. But anyway, they go to the Pampa forest, and in the Pampa forest, Ram exhibits, let me just take this to where I want to read. So Ram exhibits extreme separation from Sita, because it's like the springtime, and he sees all the birds and the trees, and everything's reminding him of his loving relationship with Sita. So you have a whole chapter of Ram just lamenting and crying and feeling great separation from Sita Devi. So while Ram is feeling like this, the monkeys on the top of where is this? It's here somewhere. Anyway, I remember it. The monkeys on the top of Mount Rishimukh, they see Ram and Lakshman, and they think that Ram and Lakshman have come to attack Sugriva. They think that Ram and Lakshman are actually working for Bali, who is Sugriva's brother. So then they become very much in anxiety. They become very much in anxiety, and Sugriva goes to Hanuman and says, "Hanuman, you've got to check this out, find out if they're actually coming here to oppose me." And so then Hanuman accepts Sugriva's order, and he jumps from the top of Mount Rishimukh. And to avoid being suspicious, Hanuman gives up the form of a monkey and assumes the form of a Brahmin. And he falls on the ground before Ram and Lakshman, and then he begins to speak with them. And he says, "Why have you come here to this region, frightening the deer herds and other forest creatures? You too are beautifying the auspicious waters of this lake. Who are you two ascetics?" So they go through this whole discussion here. And basically, Ram is able to identify that it's Hanuman, because Hanuman has been given this jewel that no one else would see other than Ram. So Ram asks Hanuman, "What is that jewel on your chest?" And then Hanuman says, this is Ram. This is my worshipable personality, Ram. So they have this discussion. It's described also that Hanuman is speaking in such perfect Sanskrit that Ram and Lakshman are amazed at everything he says is very poetic, everything he says is perfectly composed, and they're just amazed. And then Hanuman reveals, "Yes, I'm a monkey." And Ram and Lakshman reveal that they're looking. They're actually looking for Sugriva, and they want to make a deal with Sugriva, so that Sugriva helps them find. Sugriva helps them find Sita Devi, and that they help Sugriva regain his kingdom, because Sugriva later on explains to Ram that not only was he kicked out of Kishkinda, but his wife was taken away, Ruma was taken away from him by his brother, and his brother is enjoying his wife. So anyway, so these are some of the stories here that are related to this particular verse. So any questions or comments about these things? Of course, I advise or recommend the devotees to read the Valmiki Ramayana. If they're interested in a copy, I can actually email them a copy of parts of the Valmiki Ramayana. So you have the two khandas we refer to today, the Aranyakanda and the Kishkindakanda, the Valmiki Ramayana. So any questions or comments about these stories? Or Ram's pastimes? What's that? This is translated originally by the Gita Press. And Prabhupada said that, the Gita Press is bona fide. They did good translations. It's quite a large volume. And then it has been put into more modern English. I have the Gita Press edition and a re-edited edition of the Gita Press that has been put into modern English. The Gita Press edition is more or less like in Shakespearean English. What's that? Yeah, well, it's traditional Shakespearean English. And it may be hard for all of you to understand, but I have a re-edited version of it in modern English, in case anyone's interested. And it's extremely, well, I would say beautiful, poetic, ecstatic, I hate to use that word again, because you really feel connected. You know this is really what happened. There's many other Ramayans, because I did a lot of research on the Ramayana a lot of years ago, many years ago. And there's the South Indian versions of the Ramayana. There's the Ramacharitamanasas, Tulsidas Ramayana. But, you know, when I read those, I didn't really feel connected. You know, because it's, you don't know whether something happened, whether it didn't happen. It wasn't done by a pure devotee, the Supreme Personality of Godhead. When you read the Valmiki Ramayana, it just goes right to your heart. It's like reading the Srimad Bhagavatam, because you know that it's an accurate story about Lord Ram. So my advice is, if you can, read the Valmiki Ramayana. I would assume there's also Hindi translation of it, but there's the English one is quite good. Any questions or comments? Other questions? Some of the what?
Some of the relations are quite extraordinary. Like Ravana actually is doing his thing.
Yeah.
So how do you explain that in modern terms?
How do we explain that in modern terms? Well, like for example, you have worms that can be cut and they regrow their body. Did you know that? There's certain worms that have this ability to regenerate parts of their body. And through modern technology, the scientists are actually discovering how to do that too. That I forget the exact name of the technology, stem cells. Through stem cells, you understand what that is? Some of you may not know what that is. Anyway. Through, like, the original cells before your the zygote. Of course, you don't know what a zygote is. But anyway, before, let's say, when your mother and father, you know, anyway, your father impregnated your mother, originally there was, like, one cell, and then the cell grew, and at a certain point, it actually, by the process of mitosis, different cells grew around the original cell and they all divided and they became many cells. And then the cells differentiated into different parts of the body. And so the scientists go back to that original point before, that's called the stem cell, before the differentiation occurred. And they're talking about regenerating nerves and regenerating parts of the body. But there are animals who can regenerate different parts of their body if it's cut off. We can't right now. You cut your finger off, it's not another one's going to grow in its place. But it is something that scientists are looking at. And Ravana was not just a stupid guy. You know, he's a scientist. You know, he worked for the Atomic Energy Division. No, he didn't. You know, Ravana had these powers. Certainly, if animals like a worm or other animals have the power to regenerate parts of their body, Ravana could do that too. So, I mean, the heads too. When he was fighting with Ram, you know, you had the heads cut off and the heads regenerated themselves. What to speak of the arms? So, anyway, it happened. I mean, I have faith it happened. But the point I was making, if when you read directly the words of a pure devotee, you're actually connected to the pastimes. You can see these pastimes in your heart. And reading these dialogues, not just the narration, but the dialogues between Jatayu and Ravana, or Sita and Ravana, or Ram and Hanuman, I mean, it just really brings you right to that place where it's happening. It's actually quite exciting. So please try to read the Valmiki Ramayana. And if anyone wants it, just write me an email and I'll email you part of it so you can read it on your computer. won't cost you any money. I won't charge you. Okay? So on that happy note, all glories to His Divine Grace, Śrīla Prabhupāda, Śrīla Prabhupāda ki jai. Okay, we're going to see the deities now. Jai Shri Shri Gornatai Ki Jai, Gornatai Ki Jai, Prabhupada Bhakti Siddhanta Ki Jai. Jai Shri Shri Radha Gaurav Bihari, Radha Gaurav Bihari Ki Jai. Shri Prabhupada Ki Jai, Radha Gaurav Bihari Jai Shri Sita Ram Lakshman Hanuman Jai.